Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Part 1. The Old Buccaneer, the Sea Cook, and the Hispaniola. How are you feeling, my boy?
I'm fine, Father. Never better.
So I can hear. Why did you do it? You know you can't swim.
We were playing pirates. I was the captain. I had to walk the plank, or the other pirates would have called me a coward.
You can't have been a very good captain if you had to walk your own plank.
My crew mutinied. I wanted to give the treasure to the poor. They wanted to divide it up amongst themselves.
They sound more like the pirates I know.
You don't know any pirates.
Not now, perhaps, but I did once. It was many years ago, before you and your sister were born. Before I'd met your mother, even.
You're making it up.
Well, if that's what you think, I'll bid you good night.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Tell me. Please.
Only if you're sure. These are real pirates, James, not pretend ones. They lie, they cheat, they murder. I wouldn't want you to have nightmares.
Father, I'm not a little boy anymore.
No, you're not. Very well. Only not a word to your mother. Promise?
I promise.
It was towards the close of the last century when your grandfather kept the Admiral Benbow Inn at the head of a lonely, windswept cove in the West Country. I must have been about your age at the time. A little smaller than...